Deerhead Radio on AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM with Jimmy Purdy is brought to you by Shifting Gears in Paso Robles, 1621 North River Road. Shifting Gears has you covered from your weekend cruiser to your daily commuter. And now let's join Jimmy Purdy on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, and KPRL.com.
Good morning and welcome in. Thanks for tuning in. It's good to be back. Another week has gone by. We are heading straight through September. That's right, 1 week into September already. Well, to be fair, August was a little long, so we had a short September week, but nonetheless, here we go, right into a new season, getting the last quarter of the year, which means we got to start getting our vehicles prepared for winter time. Well, we know how winter is around here. It's a little cold, a little rainy. We got the El Nino coming in this year, so I think wipers are going to be, you might want to buy a couple pairs now just to get them out of the way. You might want to invest into some windshield wiper stock, might be a good idea to keep it. And don't forget about the rear one either. It's always a good thing. Tires are going to be important too. A couple things to start getting prepped for. That's what you have to do. Always prepare your equipment for what's happening in the weather and in the future. Anyways, let's talk about some weather because we got some nice weather today and we got some events going on. Phone lines are open, 805-238-5775. That's 805-238-KPRL. This show's for you, so call in if you have a question about your vehicle or something going on. You can also text in, 805-238-5775. Text in a question, and I'll try to explain on it to the best of my ability. I said I've been an ASC Certified Master Tech for 15 years now. So I've learned that I don't know it all, but I at least give you the knowledge that I've learned. I'm sure you haven't been doing this for 15 years. So if you have a question about it and you don't want to use AI or Google, you can hear firsthand experience from a real live person. That's why I'm here for the next hour. So call or text in anytime you can interrupt. That's why I'm here. Today, high of 84, tomorrow 85. Monday, getting back up into the 90s. Now, it looks like through the middle of next week, we're getting to get back up into the triple digits by Thursday and cooling down just a little bit of Friday and next weekend back into the low 90s, high 80s. So be prepared for that. Got some clouds rolling in too, Tuesday, Wednesday, so it looks like the humidity is getting up there. Looks like it's going to be hot and humid next week. So that'll be fun. But today, pretty nice weekend on tap. And that is good because we have the Wings of Hope car show going on, which is supports the Cancer Foundation. It's going to be 1346 Railroad Street, so right downtown Paso. They're shutting that street down, and I believe that's starting here in the next hour. So if you're looking for something to do, it's no cost to get in there. Go check out the cars. Say hi to everybody. There should be some vendor set up, some food, lots of people. Should be a good time. So go check that out. That's the Wings of Hope Benefit Car Show today on Railroad Street. If you're looking for something to do anyway. Maybe get down there before. Well, it's going to be nice. It won't be more than 90, so be nice all day. Good morning. You're on Gearhead Radio.
Yes, I just had a question about a 2018 Chevy Silverado.
Of course. What do you got?
So are the transmission sounds, well, it doesn't make any sound, but when I'm changing the gears from reverse to drive, it has a little bit of a lag.
From reverse to drive?
Yeah, like when you change it from reverse to drive, it goes like it's trying to get to the spot where it's in gear. Like a little bit of, it goes, like it doesn't make any noise. You can just feel it. It's not a real tight, smooth transition.
Sure. So you may be counting to like 3, maybe 4 seconds before it finally kind of clunks in.
Yeah, I would say 3.
Okay. Does it do it going from park to drive or just reverse to drive?
Yes, both.
Both, okay. But reverse is a pretty quick engagement.
I think so. Okay. I just attributed it to the reverse because that's when my dad mentioned it. But yeah, I think so. And sometimes, like when I'm driving it, if I really try to, like if you're getting on from 46 to the freeway south and you're trying to get your speed up, if I push the accelerator more heavily, there's a slight delay. And that hasn't been the case, so it's changing. I can feel it.
Yeah. How many miles do you have on it?
I think 112, 130, something like that.
And have you owned it since new, or how many miles?
No, second owner.
Have you had it serviced, the transmission service, since you've owned it?
I know we've had a couple things, you know, worked on it, and I don't know that the transmission has. No, I don't think so.
Okay. it sounds like the filter is starting to get a little restricted.
Okay.
Now the concern I have is there shouldn't be anything in the transmission that will restrict the filter unless the internals are starting to come apart. So that's kind of concerning, right? The filter in itself at 100,000 miles, if it's never been replaced in its entire life, right, that's a pretty good indication that the filter replacement will most likely alleviate your conditions. Now, if it's been serviced two or three times, if it had a regular maintenance interval, you should be on your third service.
Okay.
There should be no material in there, you know.
When we bought it, I know they did a full service on it because it was from a dealership. So I know that I can't tell you that they replaced the filter, but I know that they would have done a full diagnostic on it. And they put new tires on it. I don't know why they wouldn't put a new filter.
Well, unfortunately, with transmissions, a lot of the time, the factory maintenance or the powertrain warranty, it does not include the transmission. They call the transmission lifetime fluid. And they call it lifetime fluid because it's the lifetime of the powertrain warranty. So they typically don't touch the transmission at all. And that's, so your transmission specific model in that truck has a very, very bad reputation of failing. And honestly, it's really just because of that wording. The lifetime warranty. Everyone takes the lifetime warranty and they think, I never need to replace the fluid ever in my whole life. No, it's a lifetime warranty until the powertrain warranty expires. It's usually about 80,000 miles. Now, if you go 80,000 miles with the same exact fluid and then you try to push it another 30,000, you start experiencing exactly what you're experiencing right now. So you're a perfect example of like why that's such a deceiving line of wording.
I agree.
Yeah. So the first step I would do is definitely sooner than later, because you can obviously tell it's getting worse and worse. And more than likely the filter is getting more and more restricted, and a restricted filter means that the hydraulic unit is now getting starved of fluid, which is not what starvation is not what anybody wants. So we want to make sure we get that pan drop, look inside of it, see if there's debris in there. Hopefully the bottom of the pan doesn't have, shiny material in the bottom or anything coming apart, and a filter and some fresh fluid will help fix that problem.
Wonderful. That's super helpful. All right. Well, we will take it to Matt's and have him do that.
Yeah.
That's really nice. I really appreciate that.
Of course. Yeah.
Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Enjoy your holiday.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that's one of the big symptoms I see is delayed engagement with transmissions. Now, do I recommend a transmission specialist to do a service? No, you don't. You can take it anywhere you want. That's a pretty straightforward repair. Now, sometimes if you're not familiar with transmissions, there are some nuances to a transmission service. But for the most part, we don't want to put it on a machine. We don't want to flush it. We want to make sure we're just dropping the pan and we're just replacing the filter and we're just replacing the fluid that's in the pan, right? Once you get to 100,000 miles, if the fluid's never been serviced, and I've talked about this before, but repetition is important to retaining information. So the fluid, the detergents, they start gelling because there's detergents, there's a lot of different friction modifiers, there's a lot of chemicals in transmission fluid. Whether it's a low viscosity or a high viscosity or an ultra low viscosity, whatever, it doesn't matter. They're all fully synthetic, and then they all have different properties that the manufacturers need in there. But it's bright red, right? So it's a fluid. It's not an oil. It's fluids. It's a hydraulic fluid. And so as it breaks down over time, it starts absorbing moisture, and that's why you start getting shift problems, right? Because you need clean, fresh hydraulic fluid that can retain pressure and not compress. And so you want to make sure. So my point is with the, when the fluid starts breaking down, it starts gelling. It starts kind of getting jellified, and it kind of sticks up all the nooks and crannies inside of the transmission case on top of the valve body. There's a lot of places for that sludge to kind of settle. And if you were able to flush the transmission day one, say at 30,000 or 40,000 miles, there's not going to be much accumulated. And typically that machine will pull out 80% of that sediment. So it's going to leave about 10% of it in there. It's just what it's going to do. There's no way you're going to extract 100% of that stuff out. Now, if you have a very small amount of sediment that's built up or sludge that's built up, then leaving 10% is not that big of a deal because it's going to suspend it in the fluid. So it's knocked everything loose. It's going to be floating around suspended in the fluid. And then it's going to get trapped in the filter. The next time you do the service, it all comes out. Now, the problem is when you get to 100,000 miles without doing the fluid, you have a lot more accumulation. So now suspending 10% of that much is a huge amount of sludge and material that is now suspended because you've dislodged it. You've shocked the system by putting that flush machine on there. And then about 500 or 1,000 miles down the road, it all gets trapped up in that filter, and then the transmission starves and it can't breathe because the filter's plugged up and usually kills it. So we want to do the pan service where we're just doing the 4 or 5 quarts of fluid with the new filter, because that small amount of fluid will slowly break up the sludge, kind of like when I started the conversation about leaving 10%. Now we're going reverse. We're going to break up 10% and leave the 90, if that makes sense. I got to take a break. We'll be right back.
As summer fades into fall and the sun dips lower in the sky, that pesky glare can become a real nuisance during your commute. But don't worry, Michael's Optical has you covered. Right now, save a fantastic 25% on select sunglass frames, both prescription and non-prescription, so you can stay stylish and protected. And that's not all. Until the end of September, enjoy a whopping 30% off a prescription polarized lens upgrade with frames for all ages and cutting-edge high-definition lens technology. Michael's Optical ensures you see clearly while protecting your eyes year-round. Plus, we're open on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Proudly serving the Central Coast for over 47 years, Michael's Optical is dedicated to your eye care needs. Visit us today. Your eyes will thank you.
Look at us, look at us.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Hello, this is Dr. Granite. People come to me all the time for marital advice and say, what is going on with my romantic life? So I tell them, do you have grout on your countertops? And they said, yes. I said, that's your problem. If you had beautiful countertops, she will love you forever. So here's what you do. You go to Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. Listen, love is grand, but divorce is 50 grand. This is how you save money. You go buy slabs. They have a buy one, get one free deal over there. They have three locations now. 447 North Main Street, 3850 Ramada, and our new location at 1101 Paso Robles Street. You know, I have saved 447 marriages so far. I could save your marriage today. So come on in, and I just want to say thank you to all our customers, all our repeat customers. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
And welcome back. This is Gearhead Radio. You are tuned in to KPRL, 1230 AM, 99.3 FM. Thanks for being here. I'm your host, Jimmy Purdy from Shifting Gears Auto Repair, located at 1621 North River Road in Paso Robles. Hey, I've been talking a lot about putting some updates, having a new video put out. I highly recommend you head over to our website, shift with the letter N, gears805.com. You can go to the shop tour tab. Got a brand new video there for you. I think you're going to enjoy it. I enjoyed doing it. It was fun. You can also check us out on socials on Facebook, Shifting Gears 805, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. See what our shop looks like. See what our team looks like. It's always good to know what you're in for. You know, auto repair is never fun. It's not something, it's like, that's not the thing that you like want to, you save your money to go do. I get it. I totally understand it. But you have to, right? We all need cars. And so sometimes it's nice to support somewhere local and go somewhere where someone's going to take care of you. And that's what we're there to do. And I like to put out the videos and be very transparent about who we are, what we do. Do we always get it right? Absolutely not. We're not perfect. There's no way. Not even AI gets it right every time. So how about that, huh? That's just hard. We try our best, you know? The main thing is that we stand behind what we do and we're there to help. So I appreciate you if you've come down and use our services or come by and say hi. It's always nice to meet the people on the other side of the microphone. So I appreciate that. Again, today, another shout out to Wings of Hope Car Show. That's going on today, downtown Paso. If you have any events coming on that you want to promote, feel free to call in. If you have a question about your vehicle, want to get something serviced or maintained, I don't care where you take it, but I'm here to help give you a second opinion or guide an unbiased, you know, view. That's what I'm here to do today. So 805-238-KPRL, 805-238-5775. I'm happy to help. Also, we got to start promoting this, and I need your help to do it. The 42nd annual Thanksgiving for Paso Robles. We are in the planning phases of this, getting this thing together. Always use more volunteers. Always use more help. Always use more input. Go to thanksgivingforpasrobles.com if you want to volunteer, if you want to donate. All that helps. This is a complete not-for-profit event. Dave Kujaz put in a ton of work over the years, along with him and Sturm. I mean, it's crazy. The whole team. It's quite an event. It's quite a production. It's all just for one day, and it's one day to give back. And it's on November 26th. 12 to 2 p.m. If you're looking for somewhere to go to hang out, maybe you're having a rough year, maybe you don't have anywhere to go for Thanksgiving, you don't have to donate. You can show up and just share a meal with the community. And that's what this year is all about. We're trying very hard to see how many times we can get that dining room filled up. The to-go window is going to be closed this year. We're doing sit-down meals only. Now, we do have deliveries. You're going to have to go on the website and get that set up to get a meal delivered to you, but no more to-go window. That started right after COVID. Was a great idea to get that, to keep it moving, keep it rolling. But this year, we're looking at sit in the community. That's what we want. We want to see all your friendly faces in that room. So again, Thanksgiving for Paso Robles, big year this year. Hopefully see you down there. And if you want to help, I'll be in the back kitchen. I sweep the floors and wash the dishes. I'm happy to do it. It's a really good time. All right, moving on. Let's get into some more stuff here. What do we have on the docket today? I think one of the big ones is an update for the Leno Law. So we've talked a lot about Leno's Law, Jay Leno, Leno's Law, and that's the exemption bill. Now, this is just passed into a 49-4 vote. Now, previously, the bill stalled in California's assembly, but a new provision helped the bill pass. Now, the provision is a little, it gets your foot in the door. It's not much of a win, but I think any win in this direction is a win. So, the classic car community has another chance at passing the emissions exemption bill, and it's popularly known as Leno's Law. It was introduced in a California legislature on February 20th, 2026, which is the Senate Bill 1392, which brings back Leno's Law after the original version, Bill 712, failed to pass last year. Now, the new law is co-sponsored by Senators Shannon Grove and Dave course, as before, Bill 1392 aims to carve out emissions testing exemptions for classic vehicles on a rolling basis, starting with 1981 model year vehicles. Now, 1976 is the first year of smog at this point. So 1975, you're exempt. 1976 is that magic. 1975 is actually the magic year. 1976 is the one you don't want if you're in California anyway. So put it that way. So while the last bill required cars to be registered as a collector motor vehicle to get the exemption, the new bill adds another provision. In an attempt to sway legislators, the new bill requires that in addition to collector status, classic cars would not be used as the owner's primary mode of transportation. This is so SB 1392 Leno's Law is a collaborative effort between the senators and Jay Leno, and it's growing a list of legislators in strong support. And this is from SEMA. It has been refined from last year's SB 712 to maximize benefits to car enthusiasts while also ensuring the bill's ultimate success. Now, because of this, they are confident that the bill will pass. Mainly because it's so very restricted. Again, we're starting with 1981 model vehicles. So we get in a few years right off the bat, which is great. Going from 1976 to 1981. That's a huge, I mean, it's not a huge jump, but I think it's a huge jump for us in the auto industry with not wanting to deal with the emissions on these older vehicles. With one, it's like impossible to get emissions equipment for them. Basically you have to buy used components to get them to work. No one's building the emissions components to keep them in compliance. There's a few stipulations, though. It's got to be collector status, and it can't be the owner's primary mode of transportation, and it has to be less than 1,000 miles a year. I feel like those are easy objections to overcome. I'm not going to explain how or why. You can use your imagination for that. But I'm not sure they're going to come out with a whole division of police to police those rules, right? So, yeah, I'll do all that stuff. No problem at all. I'll make sure I won't drive it every day or whatever. So, do I need to own a Honda Civic to prove that I have a secondary vehicle that I use for my, like, whatever? That's fine. I think it was smart. I think it was a good play from Jay Leno to just get something moving forward. Because I think the fiscal impact is going to be much more significant than they truly realize, right? Most vehicles at that point are just getting junked, and that's expensive to throw away cars. It's expensive to monitor those vehicles that are older. The testing equipment for auto repair shops that need to do that are doing the older cars is very expensive. Compliance is very expensive. The whole program is a very, very expensive. And it's for what? For the few amount of vehicles that are still left on the road. And ideally, I mean, really, are you really going to be daily driving a 1980s vehicle? I mean, I feel like it's such a small percentage. You know what I mean? Like, the cars now are so nice. They are, right? We have so many options. We have EVs, hybrids, Just most cars are just much nicer to drive every single day. They're much more comfortable. Do I want to drive it every single day? No, I like change as well. But what I'm getting at is I feel like they think that if they make these cars able to pass emissions, like all of a sudden there's going to be like 100,000 1980 Honda Civics rolling around, right? No, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't believe that. I think it's going to open the market more, where more people are going to be able to customize the cars that they have, which creates more wealth opportunity. It just opens up a lot more. And again, I just don't see someone commuting. Say your average commute is 30 to 45 minutes a day. You know, it's like, yeah, the cars are fun to drive, but sometimes you just want to get in and have your heated seats and your air conditioning and just know everything's going to work, right? You got to like pick up the kids and do this and that. And the other thing is, I really want to take my project car to do all that today. I don't feel like I'm ready to do that today. Some days I like the challenge. Some days I don't mind being stuck on the side of the road, tinkering with it, trying to get the thing to get going where I need to go. Sometimes I just need to not worry about it. So anyway, I think it's going to be as good to get the foot in the door, get the thing rolling forward. Because once we get the few years, that's when it starts offsetting, right? It's like, oh, wow, okay, well. So we stopped it in 1976. Where are we at? 2026 now? What a huge gap of cars that are required to be emissions compliant versus 1975 prior. It's so offset. It's crazy. It's really crazy to think about. Anyways, got to take another break. I'll be right back.
Ace Auto Care, 1 mile east of El Camino on the corner of Traffic Way and Via, Atascadero.
I'm Daria Albinger. A status hearing will be held later this month, and it could determine if Lindsay Clancy will be retried for the murders of her three children. Plymouth County DA Timothy Cruz.
All too often, criminals are being treated as victims, and the real victims are invisible.
Clancy's attorneys say their client was in the throes of postpartum psychosis. House Republicans passed a resolution condemning socialism.
This resolution was so important so the American people would know where their respective member of Congress stands. Do they stand with the radical DSA, which are having their convention about 100 miles from my house here in Wisconsin, or do they stand with the American dream and capitalism?
Wisconsin Congressman Brian Stile tells Fox News it sends an important message in front of the midterm elections. America's listening to Fox News.
The Estrella Warbirds Museum and Woodland Auto Display is open with new cars to see and so much wonderful history and fun. Aviation artifacts and memorabilia, and the flight simulator is so realistic and entertaining for all. The Estrella Warbirds and Woodland Auto Display on Dry Creek Road in Pass Robles off of Airport Road. Open Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 4.
The Paso Robles Downtown Main Street Association brings you the classic 1973 comedy, The Sting, starring Paul Newman and Robert Redford. The winner of 7 Academy Awards, The Sting, will show at the Park Cinemas Sunday, September 6th at 7 p.m. Don't miss your chance to see The Sting on the big screen September 6th. Tickets are just $20 online with a small service fee or at the box office. For ticket information, go to parkcinemas.com.
Plan to attend the 30th ever Creston Classic Rodeo September 10th, 11th, and 12th. All of your rodeo favorites like barrel racing, roping, penny will be at the Creston Classic Rodeo, and don't miss the famous mutton busting. Watching the little cowboys and cowgirls trying to stay on those sheep is always exciting. For more information, check out the Creston Classic Rodeo on Facebook, Instagram, and at crestonclassicrodeo.org.
Once you try our bison meat, you won't go back. I'm Susanna Luthy Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband and I also raise bison at his family heritage Taylor Ranch in Cambria, and we sell our meat at a pop-up shop every Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. off Highway 46 West. So, if you're headed to or from the coast, stop by for a tender steak, delicious burger, and more. We're almost through our harvest for the year, and steaks sell out fast, so don't miss out. Find us at TaylorRanch1868.com.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites: grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
Welcome back, and if you're just tuning in, welcome in. This is Gearhead Radio. I'm your host, Jimmy Purdy from Shifting Gears Auto Repair. Thanks for being here. Hey, quick update on the shop. I want to let you know that our Key Lime Rewards program gives back to all of our loyal clients. You earn 2% back on all repairs, and it's automated, and you don't have to keep track of it. So you want to get yourself free oil services, discounts. Come in and get a maintenance repaired. Looking for anything to keep your vehicle on the road, we're there to help. And then of that repair bill, 2% goes right back into your own piggy bank so that the next time you need a service, you have a little bit of a savings built up to help go into that. Again, I get auto repair is not something that you like saving money for. Should you have a budget? Should you have a savings for it? Yes. Cars are going to cost money to fix. You know, one of the big ones we run into a lot with vehicles is it seems like all of a sudden, right? All of a sudden, we're having all these problems. I've been driving this car for 3 or 4 years, and now all of a sudden, all these things are starting to break. Yes, that's typically how that works because nothing can last forever. And so you'll get a few good years of just basic maintenance. Man, this thing's been fantastic to me. And then all of a sudden, it starts having problems. It's like, oh, I get one thing fixed and then it breaks when I come back. Or I bring it in for one thing and there's, you know, $4,000 or $5,000 worth of stuff that it needs. This thing's been fine. I haven't had problems for years. Typically, right? I mean, like, it's how it is when you go to the doctor, right? And you have one small problem and it's like all of a sudden, actually, there's a few things we should do. And man, I've been walking around on this body for 45 years. Never had a problem with it. It just doesn't seem that alarming when you look at it that way, right? So vehicle maintenance is not fun. It's not something that you look forward to. And sometimes it goes so far on the back burner that you forget that you have to do it. Cars will cost money to keep stay on the road. That's the bottom line. And I'm not immune to it either. One thing I'm definitely not immune to is catalytic converters. And that's where I want to segue this into is catalytic converters are like in California are a very, very difficult thing to deal with. When you have a failing catalytic converter, there's no options other than what's available for the California Resource Board, right? And I'm kind of playing off this a little bit because with Leno's Law coming into effect, it's difficult to find catalytic converters for those older cars. Now, a lot of the time, you can just cut and weld just a standard aftermarket cat on them. Now, with newer vehicles, meaning in the last 10 years, you can't do that. They have to be specific to the vehicle. There's not a lot of alterations that you can make, which makes it extremely expensive. Thousands of dollars. Thousands and thousands of dollars, actually. Like we're talking $3,000 to $4,000 to replace catalytic converters. And the really tough part about that is the vehicles really don't exhibit any real problems. Now, occasionally, we do see catalytic converters plug up. They cause excessive back pressure. They cause the vehicle to have drivability issues. That does happen. I've seen that. But I would say the majority of them, being that the computer is so tight in tolerances that it can pick up the irregularities of that catalytic converter very quickly and then sets an engine light and then it doesn't pass smog. But the vehicle runs great. So you're looking at a $5,000 repair for essentially nothing, right? And I mean, I get it. Like, the car still runs great. The emissions will actually still be very clean if you tailpipe them because it's a very minimal, the threshold is so tight, it just has to barely drop below that, right? Now, there's catalytic converters that fail very catastrophically and they plug it up and the emissions are actually bad and there's a lot of things there. But for the most part, cars, fuel injected cars, especially direct injected vehicles that run on gasoline direct injection, even without a catalytic converter, they run very clean. Not as clean as with one, right? But still pretty damn clean. So it's a tough one. It's a tough one to swallow. I think that's the one thing I see more often than not at the shop where cars get completely scrapped. Like, I'm not doing that over a catalytic converter. And I get it. It's a tough one to because it just doesn't feel like you're fixing anything, right? And you know there's going to be major things, right? Like oil leaks or water pump or major like timing belt, like spark plug. Like, you know there's major maintenance things that are going to have to go into that vehicle on top of just doing the catalytic converter. And a few things with it. So if you are in that position, you have to make sure that the catalytic converter you're looking into has a California Air Resource Board executive order number. CARB EO. One of the things I get a lot is they look online. You will look online. Everyone looks online and finds catalytic converters that are a third of the cost, right? They go somewhere, they say they were quoted $4,000 or $5,000, and they said, these people are ripping me off. I found it online. Can you just order this one and put it on? It's like, no, I can't. That's not. So again, be careful with Google and stuff, with going on ChatGPT, OpenAI, Anthropic, whatever AI model you use, because it will push you in the wrong direction. We are in California. Things are a little different here, as we all know. And so the California Resource Board has to have that executive order number on the catalytic converter. It has to be matched to the vehicle. Also, don't just order it and expect someone to install it. There has to be a lot of paperwork that's put in, right? Not only that, but the converter has to have certain tests done on it before it can be removed and replaced. And that's on the repair shop to document that entire process. And then the catalytic converter must be recycled, and there has to be documentation, paper for that. It gets into the federal stuff where it's tampering with a federal device. An emissions component is a federal device. So it is a big deal. It's a huge deal. And it puts repair shops in a very, very tight situation to try to get them to install that part you find online and all that kind of stuff. Like, either do it the right way or don't do it at all. Because every time that rule gets broken, it makes it harder for the ones that are doing it right. Makes everything stricter for absolutely no reason. Also, there's group sizes. So even though it may say it's for the vehicle and it's got the number and all that, it has to match the sticker that's under the hood. That is also a very, very unique aspect of it as well. There's group numbers, there's California emissions, there's federal emissions. There's a lot of different unique things here to make sure that catalytic converter is correct. Now let's back up and go to step one, because I think instead of trying to figure all that out, how do we protect the catalytic converter so it doesn't fail? I think that's more important, right? Than it's like playing offensive instead of playing defensive, right? Let's go on offense a little bit. Also on that note, I gotta mention, you cannot buy used catalytic converters. You can't buy them. And if you are, it's illegal. They're illegally selling it to you. Like I was explaining, once they're recycled, they have to be dismantled and disposed of. So if someone's offering to sell you a used catalytic converter, that is actually illegal. Nobody should install that. That's also illegal to install a used catalytic converter. So there is like actual laws for that stuff. So just be careful when it comes to that stuff. I know it's crazy, but that is what it is. So let's get back to keeping your catalytic converter clean and not failing. And that helps a lot. So misfires are the number one killer of catalytic converters. What is a misfire? A flashing check engine light is a misfire. That's why it flashes. It's the only code in that vehicle that will flash the check engine light is a misfire. And that's because it is a catalytic converter or catalyst damaging misfire. So you can have a small misfire, you feel a hiccup, you feel something, sets the light, got a misfire. If it's flashing, it's actively damaging the catalytic converter. That's why it's flashing. It's the only one that'll do that. So keep that in mind. But if you haven't had it maintained in a long time, if it's been 120,000, 130,000 miles, you're probably about due for spark plugs. And again, I've talked about spark plugs and the degradation of them. They don't just one day fail. It's not a switch that gets flipped. It's not just, oh, the spark plugs are working great, everything's good, and then, oh, I'm going to turn the light off. Now they're not working anymore. They wear out over time. They used to gap spark plugs. So maybe let's go on the Wayback Machine a little bit. We'll go back 50 years. Or so. Oh, 50 years. That's only 1980. We got to go back even further than that. Talk about getting aged in 3 seconds. 80. Let's do like 70 years. Let's go back to the 50s. So you used to get a tune-up. We would call them. They would call them tune-up. I wasn't around then. They would call them tune-ups. Spark plugs. They would check your points in the distributor. So they would make sure, because the points wear down. That was a spot where the spark goes through the points down the wires. Replace the points or gap or check them for gaps. Pull your spark plugs out and re-gap them and reinstall them. and do some other things that they did, you know, wash your windshield and all that kind of stuff. The full service gas station, right? You go in there, hit the little dinger, ding, ding, walk in, and three guys are under the hood, taking stuff apart, checking everything. So gapping the spark plug was part of that. Because over time, the electrode, the bridge would start wearing down from the spark arcing, and it would literally wear the metal down. And so now you have a bigger gap that that spark has to jump through. And that reduces how much fuel and air can be burned because the spark is starting to diminish because it has to, all the energy is being used to bridge the gap instead of a nice hot spark to burn the air and the fuel. So my point is, over time, that gap will slowly start eroding. Now, spark plugs are much, much better now, right? With like iridium tips and the steel's better, but it's still going to slightly wear down over time. And you're going to start losing that. So that's why spark plugs have gone from like 30, 40,000 up to like 120,000. They last a lot longer, but they still wear down. There's still an interval they need to be replaced. So keep that in mind. Spark plugs do wear down over time. Even though the manufacturer says you can go to 120, like 100,000, it's going to save you. It's going to save you fuel mileage. Even if your mileage goes down 2 to 3 miles per gallon in that last 20,000 miles, it's going to offset the cost. Right? Depending on how many miles you drive in that time, but you can do that math. So misfires, that's the big one. Now, a lot of the emissions components are also very important to keep the catalytic converter clean. So cleaning the sensors, right? The mass airflow sensor. You take the air filter out, unplug the mass airflow, you can get mass airflow sensor cleaner. Don't use brake clean. There's a cleaner for it. Very easy thing you can do yourself. Get that sensor, sits right behind the air filter, and clean it out. Give it a little spray, let it dry, and plug it back in, put everything back together. That helps regulate how much the air, regulates the air-fuel ratio, right? That measures the amount of incoming air going into the engine, and then the engine can decide how much fuel to add to that air. So if it knows how much air is coming in, it knows how much fuel to add. So if that airflow sensor starts getting dirty because maybe you waited too long, or maybe we got a big fire that's creating a lot of smoke and ash, and the air filter starts getting plugged up, allows some of that particulate through, starts contaminating that sensor. The sensor just thinks there's more air coming in, ergo starts adding more fuel, which can then start damaging the catalytic converter because it's difficult to regulate that air-fuel mixture. So another quick little tip. I got a few more here, so don't go anywhere, I'll be right back.
Is your home prepared? When heavy rains and storms hit, water damage can happen fast. And when fire, smoke, flood, or mold damages your home, make your first call. Central Coast Casualty Restoration for over 35 years. They proudly serve the Central Coast as a full-service restoration company and licensed and insured general contractor. No job is too small. Let Central Coast Casualty help with those pesky honeydews. They're here to help you with those needed home repairs. They specialize in kitchen, bathroom, and exterior remodels. Thinking about filing an insurance claim? Before you file, call them first. They offer a no-obligation assessment, work with all major insurance companies, and can help get you headed in the right direction. Be prepared this El Nino season. Call 805-466-5419 or visit cccrinc.com. Central Coast Casualty Restoration. Restoration. Remodeling. Done right.
Hi, my name is Austin Streamland. At Slow Heating and Air, our passion for delivering exceptional quality and service never wavers. We're a family business serving our neighbors with honest service you can trust. We can help you fix, maintain, and install new heating and air conditioning systems.
And if another company says something big's broken,
call us for a second opinion.
805-423-5119. That's 805-423-5119. San Luis Obispo Heating and Air Conditioning, Inc., keeping you in the comfort zone.
Sam's Tree Service, a board-certified master arborist with over 30 years' experience. It looks like we will have an El Nino this year, and this can cause considerable damage to your property. Sam's Tree Service can help prevent possible damage by evaluating your trees and removing issues ahead of time. Don't let the nasty weather cost you money. Sam's Tree Service, getting to the root of your problem. Call for a free estimate or go to samstree805.com to learn more.
Summertime is savings time at the Mattress Specialist in Paso Robles. Here's Rich London.
I got things on sale because I'm constantly getting things in. I'm getting the deals for everybody. So I've got high-end beds with Chatham & Wells. I've got medium-high with Eastman House. I've got other lines that are lesser expensive, but all are good quality beds. Top quality to good quality.
The Mattress Specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
And welcome back. This is Gearhead Radio. Thanks for tuning in. We're getting down to the end of the hour here. That went by pretty quick. Still lots of good stuff left to go. And you can always tune in every Saturday at 9 a.m. to catch Gearhead Radio. Now, if you're not able to tune in, you can always check out kprl.com. All these are recorded and podcasted on the website, kprl.com. Search for Gearhead Radio and find the latest show. Or maybe you're listening and you had to step out and missed something that you really wanted to hear. Yeah, go back and they're all recorded. Also, if you enjoy the business side and want to learn a little more about the auto industry from the business side, you can check out the Gearbox podcast on all your favorite podcast apps, Spotify, Apple, iTunes. There's a bunch of them. Gearbox podcast. With me, Jimmy Purdy. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, you're on Gearhead Radio.
Morning. I just, you're talking a little bit about older cars and, if they're graded drivers or not. So I thought I'd bring up one that my grandson, who just turned 16, no, he'll be 17 here in about 3 months, but he bought a 85 Mercedes diesel, and I think he paid $900 for it. And it was in pretty rough shape. It was sort of rusty. One of the doors you had to slam to get to close, and it had a tuned exhaust on it, and it was almost dragging the road. And so anyway, he decided to pick it up and play with it a while. So he took the exhaust pipe off, and the engine ran okay, but there was a vacuum problem. So he got that fixed first of all, and then he. Took the exhaust and came right off the manifold and put a big elbow on it and cut a hole in the hood so it would exhaust out through there. And he came up with sort of an ingenious way so he could get fuel real cheaply. He goes and uses used motor oil and mixes a little bit of gas with it, and that's what he runs it on. And he says it runs great. So it's sort of an ingenious way to drive around and not spend a whole lot of money on fuel.
Yeah, I don't see why not. It all sounds like reasonable upgrades, too. So yeah, I think they're all super. That's the first thing you got to do. You got a diesel, you got to get a stack pipe out of the hood.
Yeah. I said it sounds like a big truck going down the road.
Yeah, but I've seen them go around to the different restaurants, too. You get the old used fry oil, and I've seen guys filter that and use that and. And then it smells like French fries, which is nice too.
So he just set up a little filtration system. He's got a tank where he puts all his used motor oil, and the stuff settles at the bottom. He's got a spigot that comes off, and then he runs it through a filter, and then he put an extra filter in the car. So it runs great. He drives it back and forth to school every day. It's about 15 miles each way.
I think that's more green than a hybrid.
Yeah, probably.
He should get a wrap made that, like a side view of a Prius and like wrap the side of the truck to make it look like a Prius, you know?
Yeah. Well, then he just bought himself a 75 Cordoba, so it sort of ran real rough, but he's got it fixed up where it's running good. So now he's gonna give it a paint job and drive that one.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, so he likes to play with those things and. He's learning and he thinks it's fun, so that's good for him.
That's cool. Now he's got a career in front of him. Tell him to come down. I'd love to talk. Tell him to bring it by sometime. I'd love to talk to him.
Well, he built a he built a rocket engine out of, you know, scrap junk stuff, and one of those pulse, I guess a pulse rocket engines, I guess similar to what the Nazis used, you know, in their first rocket engines during World War II. He built one of those, and he's sort of an ingenious little guy, and he's always, you know, he's always working on some kind of a project to keep him busy.
Sounds like a like a rocket scientist, huh? Well, good for him, man.
Well, I thought I'd just share the story, and I thought it was sort of interesting, you know, because he gets these cars that aren't, you know, it's smog controlled, and works with them and gets them to work and, you know, play with them for a while.
That's the way to do it. That's how you learn, man. That's really cool.
Well, his brother just bought a 75 Ford F-250 four-wheel drive. It's got a 390 engine in it, and the engine's in good shape, but he's working on the exhaust now, and they rebuilt the whole front end, put new brakes on it, bearings, and he's still got a little bit of work to do, but he's not 16 yet. He's only 15, so he's going to have that thing when he gets ready to start driving.
That's awesome. That's so cool.
Anyway.
Well, yeah, thanks for the story, man. I appreciate the call.
Okay. Take it easy.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
A regular rocket scientist. I like it. You know, it's like the most economical thing you can do, right? Is keep a vehicle on the road, I feel like. You know, sustainability and going green doesn't really sound like it's like the greasy imprint of a mechanic, right? A mechanic shop fixing, you know, rebuilding a transmission or rebuilding an engine or, you know, getting into a 1970 vehicle and like rebuilding the thing. It just sounds like a dirty, grimy, greasy job. But in reality, it's the most green and sustainable thing you can do. Why let all that go to the scrapyard and get junked when you can rebuild it, put it back on the road? You know, you're having to use all these resources to build a brand new car when you can just rebuild what's already there. It's going green, man. I hate to tell you. I know you hate it. I know you hate the sound of it, but that's what it is. All right, a few quick more things with the catalytic converter before I gotta get out of here. I got about a minute before I gotta get out of here. So let's see. We talked about cleaning the mass airflow sensor. That's a really easy thing you can do yourself to help. Also, avoiding short trips. So one of the most important thing of warming an engine up is not for the oil, it's not for the fluids, it's not for anything else but the catalytic converter. We want the oxygen sensors to get up to temp. Now, they do have heaters that are built in that get them warm, but we do want the oxygen sensors to be operating temperature because that's what regulates their fuel ratio on the back end. We want that catalytic converter element to get nice and hot because that's what keeps it working efficiently. So when it's idling, there's not a lot of fuel variances. It can keep itself on track. And then once it's warmed up, when you accelerate again on the highway, put it under load, it can better control the environment that's going on in there. So avoiding the short trips is a big one. Again, warming up the vehicle saves the catalytic converter more than anything else with warming up a car. So keep that in mind as well. Again, just basic maintenance, PCV valves, EGR valves. I know it's all things that sound like they're emission stuff that aren't important, but there's a bigger player going on here. And as the PCV valve starts to fail, starts to get clogged up, it's not removing those gases out of the crankcase and reconsuming them as it should. Could be stuck open, which is a problem. EGR valve as well, exhaust gas recirculation. We want that to be working as it starts to plug up over time. It's not recirculating the gases, so it's not reburning that unburnt fuel, which then can lead to failure of the catalytic converter. So hopefully those tips work. If not, I got some more for you next weekend, so stay tuned for that. Appreciate y'all being here. Have a great Labor Day weekend. See ya.
Gearhead Radio with Jimmy Purdy is brought to you by Shifting Gears in Paso Robles on River Road.
You can trust Jimmy and his team to take care of you and your vehicle the first time, every time. You're listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM. Paso Robles, Tascadero, and Templeton.